Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, what up, Rick?
What's up? What's good, Brother B?
Not much. Just chilling. Chilling.
Chilling.
I can say chilling like a villain on the couch with my feet up. Being out lazy. But crazy. Thought it was.
Donut.
Yo, what up, everybody? What's going on? It is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? What's good? And no, we do not own the rights to that song. So stop it. It's a damn shame that you got to say stuff like that now. Like, everything has to have a disclaimer because people are so sensitive and people just always want to point out what you're doing wrong. Meanwhile, they got bloody hands, a knife, and a gun in their pocket. But, you know, it is what it is. It's damn heathens. But anyway, yeah, once again, Big Red Brother B. With the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And yes, we ain't talking about, and yes, and I stress, we ain't. Take it how you want. We ain't talking about no damn politics today and
not
probably
tonight.
Next week either. No, we're not doing no damn politics because I'm tired of talking about the bullshit.
Crap.
Yeah, it's crap. It really is. Just all I can say is I knew after Obama there wasn't going to be any real presidents anymore, and that's it. That's all I'm going to say on it. Ain't no talking about no politics. No talk about no voting. Ain't talk about none of that. So sorry if you came or you called in or you're listening or tuning in and you're looking for politics talk. Not tonight.
Get your mood a little lighter for the show topic. Your mood should be a little more erotic.
My mood is there. Here come Lady T coming in busting up stuff. With the booyaka, booyaka. You know what I'm saying? So booyaka. What up, Lady T? What's going on?
Nothing much, though.
Lady T.
I can only stay on tonight for a few. So.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you on. So, yeah, tonight's topic, relationship questions. Now, this is, of course, coming from Red. Red
do
these things.
Why
at me.
I gotta be throwing Why are you throwing under the bus all the time?
Because I throw you under the bus, then you can throw me under the bus. See, it's a fair exchange of fire. And then I can't say nothing when you throw me under the bus because I did it to you. You know what I'm saying? So, I just do it to keep credit going. So I throw you under
keep
the bus.
Credit
so
going.
Now you got credit. Yeah, you got credit in the bank to throw me under the bus now. See?
She gonna run up the bank.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Just don't bankrupt the bank. That's all, But so relationship question. Now, I gotta laugh. This first one. Yeah. All I'm going to say is this. I ain't got too much to say. I'll say what I need to say on the first question, but I ain't got too much to say about that. It was another life. It's some time ago. That's that. But anyway, this is a question posed to the ladies, though, but I know Lady T or Red going to try and flip it and just say, oh, what about you men? And see,
that's what I was
going to
say.
You know
I was
saying?
Waiting to say that.
Yeah, I know you was. That's why I just called your plot.
I know some side dudes. Not that they my side dudes, but I know some.
I just foiled your plan. In comes the maniacal laugh. So, all right, ladies, have you ever been a side piece by choice because you didn't want to be, or you didn't want the complications of a relationship? So, since I'm a lady, I guess one of y'all will set it off first. And since
I'm
it's
gonna
red,
let Lady T. No, let her set it off.
Let Red set it off. Come on, Red.
Yeah, you
set
it off.
Not back down.
Well, Hot Rod ain't here, so we can't have Hot Rod set it off. If he said it off, is he a lady or not?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so, all right. So it's saying, okay, it says if you've been a side piece by choice because you didn't want to deal with the complications of a relationship. Okay,
yep.
I'm going to say this. I don't think anybody, man or woman, I don't think anybody chooses to be a side, I hate that word side piece, but just, you know, another person, you know, okay, whatever, just side piece. Let me just say
boyfriend and girlfriend number
think,
two?
Yeah, I get it.
Extracurricular activities.
I don't think anybody chooses that.
Savior of the church?
The savior. I don't think anybody chooses to be that. And I don't think a lot of time it's because they don't want a relationship. I'm just going to say this. Sometimes those things work out better. For each person is an individual, and everybody does things on a case-by-case basis, as you say, Brother B. Certain things work for certain people. I don't think a person chooses to be that, you know, that title. I don't think they choose that, because you have some men and women that are that title, and most of the time it's the women that are that title, and they don't even know that they're that title a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that question to be, you know, out there and saying, well, are you choosing to be one? I don't think anybody is choosing to be one. Now, if you say, well, listen, like I said, if I'm know that this person, and once again, like I said, if you know that this person it has a significant other, and you choose to deal with them anyway, then that's on you. Now, in terms of a relationship, yeah, you may be a person that still wants a relationship, but maybe that relationship you're dealing with that particular person works for you. Because not every woman and or man, not everybody wants somebody with them all the time. Not all the time you want somebody calling you all day long or calling you every week. Or, you know, it's like sometimes you don't want that. Sometimes you want that a long time, and you have some people that don't understand that. When they get into a relationship, they don't understand. And listen, I have to have my time. Like, before you came into the picture, I was an individual. So I think, you know, once again, it depends on the person. Now, if they decide that, listen, if they are, you know, decide to talk to, you know, like I said, they have their options open. So if that person is dealing with somebody that already has somebody, listen, you got your own, you know, you got your options. Now, if you're choosing to just deal with that person because maybe that's just your rhythm right now, that's fine. That's fine. But then that, you know, on the flip side of it, that person can't expect you to just be theirs forever and all this other stuff. No, I got to go do my thing too, just like you doing yours. So that's how I feel about it. I don't think a person is choosing to be that. Once again, sometimes it's not a choice. Sometimes the person don't know that you know, that they're, you know, even in that position.
Mm-hmm. Lady T.
I have to agree with Red's point. She's absolutely right. A lot of times the person doesn't choose. The person may not even know that the person was married and that they were the side piece, because the person, people these days act like, you know, I'm not in a relationship type stuff. I'm just seeing you. So to even have the term side piece, I don't even think we know what a side piece really is. Because I've seen a lot of cases where women didn't know, oh, my gosh, he's married. But when they find out, you know what, I still want to be with him. Their emotions are caught up. It's not their fault. So another thing, side pieces, wow. Isn't that like friends with benefits with a new term?
That was the old term.
Was friends with benefits, right? That's what I'm thinking.
We can always flip it in, you know, like I said, it's, you know, extracurricular activities.
Yeah. So that's to me like a person that doesn't want to be committed, or a person that doesn't want you want to say, okay, we're girlfriend, boyfriend, we're just trying this out, see where it goes. But I guess we got involved in the sex already, so that's pretty good. Let's keep this thing going. That's what it seems like to me.
Okay.
Okay.
So if they keep the thing going, wait, hold on, brother, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So if they keep the thing going, like I said, I'm not going to say how many years, but if they keep the thing going and they still got their, you know, and just like you said, if your feelings are getting involved, so then you got to, I don't think it's a, like, do you think the person has to make a decision, or do you think they can be open to love both people?
Do you want to know what's really interesting? Sometimes the person who is considered the side piece is the person that really don't even have their feelings all in. It's the other person that's starting to get hooked, which is very interesting to me, how the laws of attraction work. You know what I mean? So it's like very, very interesting.
That is interesting. Okay.
Have you ever seen, I'm sure you guys know some side pieces, and they're like, you know what, I'm leaving this situation. Oh, no, I need you, or something like that. I'm just making up, you know, sentences. But these things really happen with the law of attraction, because it's like, you know, as far as quote unquote with the law of attraction, when somebody can't have something that they want, they grasp for it even more. You get what I'm saying?
So yeah.
It's really, very, really interesting.
Well, so you know, I have a friend, right? So
friend.
This friend was, you know, side piecing, you know, for some time, and, you know, this friend would, you know, kind of tell me of, you know, some of, you know, their exploits and, you know, things of that nature, and, you know, it was very interesting. So the whole side piece thing, from what I gather, let's just go with the side piece thing, you know, terminology for a minute, if we may. Sometimes it sounded like that individual had the better of the, you know, got the better of the situation, and which made that person really not seek out a relationship, because first of all, it was like a on call basis, you know, like, you know, you were on call, and, you know, there was a level of friendship, you know, and respect, and certain lines were not crossed, and you know, from what was said to me, it just seemed like, you know, overall they just had a good time. So there was times where he was like, well, I had to ask, like, yo, why? Like, why am I here? Like, what is the purpose? And there was either there was something that the other party was either lacking, or something that was just not fulfilling within the relationship. But what was crazy was that person didn't want to leave for either there was a reason of maybe children involved, or there was a reason of there were feelings and emotions there. But it was either A, this person did this, so I'm just doing that, or I'm just being greedy. So this is why you're here. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. But once again, the individual with Dede Quate, like, it was like a relationship without a relationship, because I wasn't tied in or locked into anything. So therefore, I could maneuver freely. And it wasn't about, and the person did stress, it wasn't about being with, like, multiple people. It was like I just had that one person, and I just was free to date. Wasn't sleeping with everybody, but I was free to date. But their work schedule was kind of hectic. So it was like, you know, it allowed me to just work without somebody like, oh, you ain't never home, you don't have time, this, that, and the third. But when you're a side piece, you don't really have to make time unless time is really needed to be made. Mm-hmm. And that has to be, or, you know, mutually across the board, because the other person is involved, you know, have their own obligation. So, you know, when it can happen, it can happen. When, you know, if it doesn't, it doesn't. But, like I said, they seemed like there was still a mutual friendship there. So it's like, yeah, we kick it, we talk, you know, like not everything was about sex. So I was like, that's interesting. I found it interesting.
Right. You know, like I said, you know, it's a case, everybody, you know, it's all up to the person. It's how you can maneuver it. You know, once again, if that person feels that, you know, this worked out for them better than being in a committed relationship, I don't think, like I said, I don't think it's the thing of, oh, I don't want to be bothered with a relationship. I'm sure that person does want a relationship. I'm sure they do want to, you know, have somebody that they can have, you know, that's, you could say, exclusively theirs. But maybe that person feels like, you know, maybe if I had that, I say like this, if I had that person around all the time, he'd get on my damn nerves. You just never know. That person might get on your damn nerves. Okay, when you have that space, or what like I say, when you have that person, you have that space with that person, because just like you said, they have their own little obligations. You got your own thing going on. Then when y'all, you know, when you get together, then it's like, oh, okay, you know, now it's a good time, because it's like, oh, you know, we haven't seen each other in a while, blah blah blah, whatever. But if you had to see that person every day, it'd be like, oh God, you gotta call. What you call me again? Damn. You call
exactly.
me again. Damn.
Like Lady T can tell her side piece, listen, I don't want to see you today. Matter of fact, I don't want to see you till Friday, and it's Monday, and Friday will come, and her side piece will be like, yo, what's good? Let's go get something to eat. And see, he won't be offended, because it's like, this is my role. Like, and I'm good with that.
He might not be offended in the beginning.
It depends.
On who's catching feelings. People are going to catch feelings. One or the other will catch feelings, trust me.
Right.
Well,
then that's true. And then you don't.
But you know what? But see, that's the thing. You got to keep it in perspective. And see, if you can't keep it in perspective, then there's no purpose in doing it. There's no
really
purpose to even allow it to happen.
I don't think it's realistic.
Yeah, but as Lady T said, now what if the person is catching the feelings, and this, you know, the side piece, they may be catching feelings, but they just like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's where
it gets tricky. Nope, this is, listen, you got to remind me.
So what if they can't help
this
that?
This is not the
what
arrangement.
What if they can't help
so, you know,
it? I didn't say the side person catching. I'm talking about the person that started the fiasco.
Nope, you're breaking rules.
It's not realistic when somebody, one or the other, or both will be catching feelings. You got people who are side pieces that turn into real marriages and relationships.
It happens. Yes, it does happen.
Yeah,
it does
happen.
It depends on the individuals that are in the mix. That's what it depends on. Because some people get together for different reasons. Some people do it for money. Some people do it for lust. Some people do it for love. It depends. Now, if you're doing it for reasons outside of love, then it may or may not last. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying, that means you basically built a house on sand, and you didn't build it, you know, on something more concrete. You didn't build a solid foundation. So if you got other things going on other than love, you know, then what do you expect is going to happen? Because nowadays a lot of people out here lust. This is why I see my people together and then they split, because it's a whole bunch of lust, but where's the love in that? And even if they throw the word around love casually, like, you know, it ain't nothing. And it's like, yo, it's deeper than that. But a lot of people don't get it because, once again, they're putting the lust before finding out what love actually is or really is.
We really don't believe, like, love is patient and love is kind. And in the concept of patient, being patient, let's see how this flows.
That's a card.
You know what I mean?
No, that's on a card.
That's what we're looking
for. That's on a card. Yeah, but that's new generation. That's on a card. Like, they don't understand that patience. Like, we're dealing with a microwave generation where it's like, I want it now, damn it. Like, I wanted it 2 minutes ago. So it's like, see, back in the days, in some cases, you got dudes and women alike that were willing to just wait it out. Like, they saw something in a person other than just sex. Like, there's always that attraction first. But once again, what I think you said it before, Lady T, and Red, you said it numerous times, courting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dudes would, you know what I'm saying? Dudes would go
that's what
mouth,
important.
Let's go do this. Let's do that. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Because put like this, a woman is already going to let you know if they're going to give it to you or not. And you already going to know that. The whole thing is how you going to play your cards. You know what I'm saying? Because how you play your cards says if you going to stick around, if you're in it for the long haul, or you just, you know what I'm saying, you just doing some one hit and quit type situation. And depending on what the woman wants, you know what I'm saying, you may get it or you may not. But the whole thing is, what's the effort that you're putting in? See, nowadays, cats ain't putting in no effort, and then there's some women out there that's just making it just that easy. Like, oh, you ain't got to do that. Just give me a two-piece from Kennedy, two-piece and a biscuit from Kennedy, and we good.
Okay.
And I'm like,
yeah,
are you
but that's the truth, though, yeah. That's,
like, give me a bottle
this
of Henny, and we good.
Yeah, Douce. No, not Henny, Douce. Remember, Douce is the new drink, y'all. Douce.
I don't know what Douce is.
I was just thinking.
Was cool back in our day. Absolute, right? Hypnotic and all of this stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
they got all this otherness now.
The sweet drinks is this.
But, you know, I was thinking that same thing. Like, that's the problem. Nobody's putting in any effort. The men or the women, nobody's putting in the effort into anything. Like I said, you know, like you said back in the days, even if you was, you know, if you was the side or whatever, dudes put effort into it at least. At least they made you, you know, they put some effort into it. Now it's just like you said, you just got to do the bare minimum. And as long as they know that they don't only have to do the bare minimum, they good with that.
And see that's why the side piece movement is a viable one, because you're able to actually, like, everything is functional. The only thing is there's no labels, there's no titles. Like, you guys are still kind of doing relationship stuff or whatever. And even if someone has a significant other, it's still popping off the same way. It's just that there's no expectation. And that's the thing. And if there is an expectation, it's only the minimum of, like, yeah, we're going to catch up. Yeah, I'm going to see my side piece. Yeah, we're going to catch up. We're going to talk that talk. We're going to smash. And we're going to have a good time. That's the only expectation. It's a good time.
Right.
You don't have to argue, or you don't have to get into nothing else, because, like, we ain't like that. So we don't need to argue. I ain't your man. You, well, I ain't your woman. You want to go argue? That's what your man and your woman's for.
But see, Brother B, but some, like I said, some of those things turn like that way. Even if they got a significant other, they still want some. Oh, they, you know, they still want some. Oh, why you use this? Why you like that dude's pitching? Why you did it? Huh? Wait a minute. Well,
I mean, you know, listen, like you said earlier, like I said, people are going to catch feelings. But whose fault is that? If you listen, don't hate the player, hate the game. That's, that's just what it is. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Because if you came into it knowing X, Y, and Z, what did you expect was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen?
All right.
You gotta be an adult about this, man. You know the consequences. You know the consequences. So don't sit there and act like, you know what I'm saying, like you all surprised, like, oh my gosh, I got cut off. You were a side piece, of course you got cut off. That's that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You extracurricular activities, you know, that's that. Like, you wasn't expected to be forever, or you wasn't expected to stay. It is what it is. But, you know, everybody has their own mutual arrangements, agreements, so on and so forth. And no, we're all not right. condoning or encouraging, you know, the whole side piece thing. We're just talking about it. But, you know, someone in their twisted warped world is going to say, like, oh, those people encourage, you know, infidelity and this, that, the third, and blah. No, we don't. No, we're not doing that.
Nobody's encouraging that.
Yeah, we're just having conversations.
My thing is, this is reality.
It's a reality.
You know, Sandra,
yeah,
this is reality.
These are
things that happen, whether you see it in the, you know, in front of your face or it's happening in the background. I always say, I'd rather be in the know than not to know. Because like I said, you have people walking around in those type of relationships and don't know they're in that. They don't know.
Fact.
So guess what? This is reality in life. This is what happens. These things happen, and once again, you know, like I said, you got to just deal with it sometimes, you know. So
listen. Float on. All right. So the next... So, all right, to both men and women, how do you feel about loaning or giving money to someone that's already in a relationship or they're actually living with their significant other? Like, is that an issue? I heard somebody snicker.
What, and they're your side piece? And they're your side piece that's asking you for money?
Well,
what you mean?
No, it could be either or. Your side piece, or it could be just, you know what I'm saying, your homie just being, you know, just like, yo, what? You need what? Yo, I got you. And meanwhile, your man be like, wait a minute. What you doing borrowing money from that mother? Like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people get offended with stuff like that. Like, well, why are you getting money from her when you could have just asked me? Or why are you getting money from him when you could have just, you know what I'm saying, you could have asked me.
Yeah, maybe if they don't want to ask their mate because they don't want their mate to make it look like, we have a bad finances.
Well,
if it's a close friend, then that's different. I don't know.
Yeah, but I've seen some people kind of, you know, take it there, like, It could be a close friend, but still the person, the individual is like, yo, I don't care how close y'all are, I'm here. Like, you ask me, you know, you don't ask nobody else, you ask me. And I'm like, wow, like, okay.
How much money are we talking about? Also, how much? That's another thing. How much are we talking about? Oh, I'm gonna loan you $20. How much money are we talking about?
Listen,
that'll have somebody flip out like
$10.
That.
Well,
I don't know that, Red, because you Red sitting up there cracking our ass up. So what's that? Is that a Red? What you got to say?
No, I mean,
say, Red?
Now, what was the question was, how do you feel about loaning somebody money that already has a
significant. How you gonna lose track of questions that you put out there to me?
No, you know what? Because I had to. Because I just try to reiterate so I can, so I can give it, my take on it. Giving money to somebody that already has somebody, like they have somebody at home, but you're lending them money.
Or they're borrowing money from someone else.
Okay, so they're borrowing money from somebody else and they have somebody at home. Okay, I'll say, it depends on, maybe if they don't want to ask their, mate or whoever for money, maybe I'll say if it's something that maybe they're trying to buy a person a present or something they don't want them to know. I don't know. So they figure, let me get the money from you. I'll give it back to you. But I don't want him or her to know that, I'm borrowing this money so I can buy them, something or whatever. It depends on what it is.
Okay, Kato.
If they come and say something about, I got a bill, huh?
No, I didn't know. I thought you was trying to stalk at that moment. I'm sorry.
I was just saying if they say that they pay that, they'd be like, I gotta pay the cable bill, and maybe the significant other gave them money for the bill already, and they went and brought a pair of shoes or something.
Oh
now,
wow!
I ain't giving you money for that. Yeah,
that's
I'm not gonna give you money for that because the thing is, you should have took that money and did what you're supposed to do. So now you won't come to me about some cable, about a bill. No, that's something that's a responsibility that you should have took care of. And as Lady T asked, how much money are we talking? Like you said, $10 or $20. Okay, I'll even go to $50. But when you start talking over $50, all right, listen, that's something you should get from
you. But if y'all cool, y'all cool. You know what I'm saying? Like if y'all tight, y'all tight. Like I don't. See, if you say, yo, let me get a, let me get a bill, let me get a buck, let me get a $100, and if you know the person is good for it, and they like, here, hold that. Like, some people may, a significant other
That's
may
different.
Interpret it like, well, wait a minute, you borrowed $100 from this motherfucker, when are you supposed to give it back? Oh, wait, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because I guess to some, it's like, well, if y'all that close, where this motherfucker can just give you $100? Word?
Mm-hmm.
See, some people get in their feelings, and they think, your friendship may be more than what it is, just based off of
but
certain
see,
things
I
that
think
you
men
may do.
Think like that more. But see, I think a man would think that more than a woman would.
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely.
A man
would
get mad before the woman? No, I said you said the man would get mad before the woman for that?
Yeah, I think a man would.
Well, no. I would say more dudes may get mad, but I don't think a dude would probably get mad before a woman. Because, see, now women, they ain't going for that shit. Nah, son. Like, you be that dude. That borrowed money from their homegirl, and he's like,
"Come here, I want you close in my face. Like, come here. Why did you borrow money from her? Ready to smack that ass?
Exactly.
No, wait. You know why I say men? Because see, men will think, oh, you must have F for that money. You must have F.
Yeah, that's another thing.
See, women may think that, but men are gonna really think like that. Men will think like that even harder than women will.
Lady T will have one pot of hot grits and a pot of hot cheesy grits and just try to decide which is going to stick on you longer and burn your ass. That's
mm-mm.
mm-mm. Yo, what's okay, dog? What's going on?
What this is about. Tell me what you really needed that money
for. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
Man, when it comes to this borrowing money crap, come on now. There's a couple of, I have one thing to say is when it comes to mooching, I could tell you a story. There was a guy, a coworker of mine, who had a habit.
No,
has a
no,
nasty
relationship.
No, we talking
this
about money with girls.
Oh, money. Well, I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, basically, for me, and honestly speaking, I don't know. It's just the way that I was brought up. Like, I'm not gonna be sitting there borrowing money on football women. I can't do that. I really can't.
So if you,
because
so
it's
if you
like,
got a home girl, if you got a home
right.
girl, and y'all mm-hmm. tight, and y'all like, you know what I'm saying, she's floated you a couple of bucks before, and you floated her a couple of bucks before, then you get in a relationship, and she's like, yo, you know, I need a favor, you know, I need you, you know, you're going to not do it because you're in a relationship now? Or even though that's your homie, or you, and even if you did it, are you going to tell your girl that you did?
That's first, interesting. Let's get a response for that, K-Dog.
First up, it has to be a really severe emergency for me to lend you money. I would be honest and tell my girl this, but I wouldn't be bummed. But, you know, there's boundaries, because if it's like a $20, yeah, I'll lend you a $20, but I'm in a relationship now. I can't be lending you big time money. I have more, because right now what it is, I have to respect the relationship that I have with my lady instead of, you know, lending big time money. I mean, if it's like money where you're asking me for money to pay a cable bill or something like that, or
car note money.
Right.
Car note money.
I can't do that. I can't. But wait a minute, for $20.
She needs to get a side dude for that.
Because you know what it is? This is the thing. When you're in a relationship, that's you and that person. That's you and the person. I mean, yeah, you could have your homegirl who's cool with you and stuff like that. Okay, that's cool. But when it comes to money, I mean, I got to have money in my pocket because I'm with somebody. I have a, you know, there's things that I got to share with that person. But if it's $20, if you need me to, if it's $20, sure, I'll lend you $20 because I know I'll get it back. But I'm not going to be lending you big-time triple-digit money. Hell no.
But wait a minute. So basically you trying to say fuck your friend? Like, I'm in a relationship now. Fuck your friend.
No, I ain't saying fuck my friend.
Because my
no,
whole
I'm not. I have to respect the relationship. I have to respect the relationship,
but
however,
but how
I'm not
respecting
the
relationship.
He said, fuck his friend in the Rick James voice. That's what he said.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck your count.
I can't help you because I have boundaries. Now I have boundaries, you know, when, yeah.
So wait, so you're trying to say that since you're in a relationship, there's boundaries, but when you're not in a relationship, and this is you and your friend. Your friend.
Right. We cool.
We're not talking about an associate or acquaintance. We talk about
right.
like
someone who
you've known
for years. Yeah,
yeah,
like ride or die, your
like
homie.
Your
homie. That's like you know.
Yeah, your family.
You know
they fam. You know y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. You trying to tell me that your relationship dictates or renegotiates the friendship that you have?
Mm-mm. I'm
so
not saying it like that.
So what changed?
I'm not saying it like that.
Because
what I'm saying
is this. If my homie was my homie before a relationship or even a marriage, like
that's
still
not going to change.
Homie. So, but
that's
okay,
not
going to so
change.
It's not going to change. If your homie comes to you like, yo, K-Dog, yo, I need two bills. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. I gotta ask. Like now, I gotta ask my girl or I gotta ask my lady. And it's like, wait, why do you have to ask?
Now I get the
something
question,
that you
and I understand
before.
It. I would help out. Seriously, I would, because you know what? That's like friends. You know what it is? Like I tell people this: if you're in a relationship, that doesn't mean that you have to abandon your friends. You have to abandon who your friends are. You know, there's certain friends that, I personally speaking, that I've cut off. But that's for me because of my own
that's
personal, not because of the relationship. But however,
yeah, that's for a reason.
If I'm in a relationship with somebody and I was friends with that person long before, I'm still going to, you know, with the friendship never ends. The friendship is not going to, you know, that's like family. this friend is like family to me. I'm not going to change.
But now,
you
but
know,
if
I
you,
will
but
talk.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Would you tell your significant other, though? Would you tell your
of
partner?
Course. Of course I would.
Mm.
I would tell her, like, you know, and to be honest, because I'm not going to hide anything from my significant other, that I'd be disrespectful to her. So I'd have to open up and tell her that, you know, this is what I did, you know. Please understand that, you know, this is a friend of mine, and that's that, you know. You could take it whatever way, but
and yes,
that's
still
a friend.
Get yelled at.
Still going to get yelled at, but at the same time, I'm like, listen, that's just a friend, you know. Either ways, you know.
Lady T.
All right.
So, would you be that woman to cuss your man out if he loans his homegirl a couple of bucks? Let's say not just a homegirl, but even if it was a homeboy, would he be facing the hot grits?
Hot grits.
Oh, we lost Lady T. Okay, so Big Red.
Yes.
Big Red, what would you, you know?
Yes.
What you going to do?
Okay.
You
going
to get mad?
If my man lent a chick that he knows, somebody that he knows, money. And,
yeah.
You know, that's yeah, somebody that he's cool with.
Well, somebody he's cool with, yeah.
I would question why he was giving her the money. I would question that. Like, well, why you have to give her, you know, X amount of dollars? And once again, depending on how much money we talking. Now, he talking about he got to give her $500-$600. Okay. Like, listen, no. What are you giving her that amount of money for?
But does it matter?
Well, if she got a
Does it? Why does the amount matter?
That kind of matters to me because, once again, if me and this person are in a relationship and say that person is living with me, we're living together or whatever, and we have our own bills and stuff that we have to pay, you giving her $500 and $600, that's taken away from us. That's first thing. Second thing, okay, I don't know her. If you're not explaining to me what her situation is, whether she got somebody or not, once again, what is this $500 and $600 going towards? Now, if it's something serious, if this, you know, say she has a kid, young child, or she has a you know, child, maybe, you know, and, you know, being that we all up in age, I'm sure, you know, older child, you know, anything that may have happened. If it's a serious situation, I'd be like, all right, listen, we can both put the money together and get, like if he's going to give it, I'll say, okay, well, you know what? I'll give my part a little bit, and you give a little bit. But we can't give. I don't feel that you should give our whole $500-$600 out of your pocket. Guess what? We still got things that we have to pay for, or whatever.
Oh shit! You're nice. You nicer than Hot Rod. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Hot Rod, what's going on, brother?
You know what? I called to let you know, maybe if Big Red showed me the money. You're gonna have to twerk for it.
Oh,
I do a Facebook Live right now and twerk for you.
I'm taking Facebook
don't
off.
Don't touch me. You know I do it. I
would need to know how much, you know, like, what did she need that? But like I said, if it's an emergency situation or something like that, okay, that's different.
That's a
but
lot
if
of
you
questions.
Be like,
that's a lot of
well, questions. Well, listen, I don't care, but I want to know, because guess what? You're not going to be giving this chick no $500-$600, and I don't know what the situation is. And then, you know, depending on what kind of relationship y'all have, and you be there, guess what? You're talking about, well, I used to date her 20 years ago. Oh, really? You did? You giving her $500-$600?
Listen.
Once again, you have that low self-esteem right now. You judge her. You don't need to judge. You need to relax. Let it be. If a man
don't judge.
If he screw up, let him screw up. Because when he cannot get the money back, that's not on you. That'd be on him overall.
And
let it be.
You know what, Hot Rod?
Nah,
Hot
I need
Rod
that now. You go on. I'm going to ask
Hot Rod just and Hot Rod just hit the nail on something hard.
Why you say it
so
again?
Then,
Hot Rod, say
what you just said.
I'm going to try to make a long story short. I have a friend, you know who she is. She let me run. I hate borrowing money from people because my biggest fear of paying someone back, I don't want to lose my friendship over money. Because, you know, money is a major factor in a lot of people's lives. She lent me money for a vent, $500. But I know she could lend it to me because she had the money. I went and asked her for it, and I went to an emergency. But she gave me that option, I could pay her back next year when I get my tax return, which I did. Once I got the money, I pay her back. I told my wife about it. She was okay with it because, you know, she know what I borrowed the money for. I went and take the money to pay a bill. That is stupid. You did not pay a bill, that's your fault, you know. But things do happen overall. So you need to know how you go. You need to know who you have the money for. And if you know you cannot pay that person back, or you know that person cannot pay you back, you put yourself in that situation overall. So they big man, can you give me $500 I pay back in 10 years?
Mm-hmm. 10 years?
Red baby better learn.
You better
learn.
You know what?
You know what?
Oh, man.
See, that's an issue right there because you tell your significant other, and I don't think you should hide anything, but if you tell your significant other what you did, then there's room, there's that door that's open for like, yo, did so-and-so give you that money back? Or maybe you would have $20 if so-and-so gave you your money back. Or don't ask me for $20. Ask so-and-so that owe you that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, come on, man. Like, really? That's why it's like, damn, if you do it, damn, if you don't, in a way.
But if I lend you $20, sure, I want it back, knowing that you don't want to really have it.
Right.
Well, it's certain levels of money that you don't stress. Because it's like, when it's a close friend like that, one way or another, it seemed like you go to get the bread back, whether it's like you give them $40, but yet they coming to pick you up from work or they treating you to something or something like that. So it's certain things that you really just don't look at. But when it's a certain amount, like, yeah, like a $200 or $300, then it got to come with that, oh, yo, I'll give it back to you, you know, such and such day, or I'll give it back to you. It has to come with some type of explanation of, like, you know, when should I expect to get this back? But your significant other might not be good with that. Because, like Red said, oh, so you loaning her money because it's somebody you was dealing with 20 years ago. Oh, hell no. Nope, you couldn't give her half a penny. You see what I'm saying?
Listen,
that's the difference. You couldn't give them nothing. Like, what? Y'all used to date? And so, wait a minute. Oh, I thought y'all was just friends, but now I'm finding out. See, it turns into something else. And who's on the bike, man?
Yeah,
like, somebody on the bike. I said, who's on the bike?
Oh, that's my fault, man. The window's open. You know what I'm saying? The window's open.
I'm sorry. I just rolled out on my bike.
And it's still going. I mean, there's been a ray of motorcycles going around here.
And who did you borrow the moped from?
I know, right?
You want to know.
Those are the bankers coming for their money.
Let's see. So,
but that's a factor, Red. So if this person, if you find out, like, all right, let's say your man loaned it to a female, and then you find out this female was an ex-girlfriend from many moons ago, does that change it?
Yes.
That would be a problem.
Yeah,
but why? But why is that a problem? If it's your money,
exactly,
your life, should be a problem unless you're open about it.
You know why? Because he would have a problem. Because he would have the same problem if that was the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
What did I just say earlier? Women do it, but men have a bigger problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Well, 9 times out of 10, a woman ain't gonna tell you that was someone that they was entwined with years ago, like that was an ex.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Woman ain't gonna tell you that.
You're right about
woman
that.
Tell you that.
That's how we smart.
Yes, you are.
Woman ain't gonna tell you that. See, but no,
see, we smart. We ain't gonna say
when the shoe's on the other foot. When the shoe's on the other foot, y'all do, you know, detective work. Like y'all call T-Mobile or Sprint, and y'all try to find out text messages from like 4 years ago. And be like, yo, this number matches this number, and that's currently in your phone right now. So therefore,
that's just crazy, man.
This is a person that you have history with. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm quiet right now.
That's too much, man.
She's thinking how much money that she needs for me to high ride, you know. But don't worry, I got you tomorrow. I let you know about tomorrow.
But you know what it is? It's like the whole case. The whole thing is, when you respect the relationship, you honestly come out and tell the person, you know, listen, there's a situation with my friend. And mind you, you and this person were never together. It could be your homegirl or your homeboy.
You still get
people
bad
that you're cool with that you've known even before the relationship. And therefore,
you need to understand. Depend on relationship, but if you're a family man, don't try to answer no, because a lot of people ask me for money, but listen, my family comes first, my kids, my wife.
Right.
That comes first before anything. If I'm not rich like 50 cents, don't ask me for $1. You know, that's the bottom line. And as a problem, we ask the wrong people for money at the wrong time. You know that the man is working hard to provide for his family, why ask him for money? Doesn't mean asking Mother B for $1,000, knowing that he has a teenage daughter that's driving crazy. That's wrong on my part.
Right.
I should know better.
And you should, because you know what it is? It's like this. All it comes down to is the respect. Is the respect in the relationship? It's just to be open and honest about a situation like that. Let's just say it's a very touchy situation because you're dealing with money. It's a very touchy
situation. I think it's bigger than the money. Mm-hmm. I think it's the ego. It's the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
It could be the man ego. It could be the woman ego. It falls on both.
You know what it is? To me, it's like I should be the only one to ask you for money. No one else.
Mm-hmm.
And so in some cases, listen, depending on who you with, your sister or your brother or your mama can't ask you for no damn money because it's like.
Why are you lending them that kind of money for? Why are you giving them money?
Why she needs your money?
Once again, Lady T, Big Red, it's my money. I work hard. I don't got to pay my bills. And if food on the table, I could do what I want. If there's money that's over, if I need to give it to a friend or to my mother, I could do that, right? I have the right to do that. It's my money, right?
Yeah, you do.
Once again,
I think people don't know how to balance their money sometimes. And I think that's one of the problems. Like, are you going to support a friend who has a gambling problem, a drinking problem, or a drug problem, who promises to clean themselves up or get themselves back on their feet? Are you going to give them money for that, even though that's your boy or your homegirl or your member?
I just see it like this. You leaning. That's somebody leaning on you for something.
Mm-hmm.
We just like on some like random, like, yo, hot rod, let me hold something. And, once again, your wife or your significant other may not be cool with that, or would you even tell them? See, why does the amount matter? Because it's like, you're not going to tell them if you loan them $20, $30 or $50, but if it's like $200, then you got to tell them. Because first of all, if you feel that you got to tell them, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it anyway. Because then if you feel that it's taken away from something that you have to do, and you don't really have it to spare like that. Unless it's an emergency situation or something real serious, then maybe you just don't, you shouldn't do it. But now, if it was something that you was doing before, the relationship, like you and this person, like you only borrowed 200. All right, here you go. And y'all was doing that back and forth. Then you getting in a relationship shouldn't change with something y'all been doing.
Why? How much back and forth are you going to keep needing to borrow this money? How much back and forth do you need to be doing with that person?
Nah, listen.
It's not a situation
where somebody got jammed up.
Because
let me
explain something to you. After a while, that female is going
to
feel like you some sort of attachment to her. You a little bit more than just a friend.
Yep.
She might come back and give you
this
slide. Hold on. She might slide the $40 back to you and slide on that D on that, Tom. Thank you.
Art of seduction. He broke out the waffles and the pancakes and just put it on my
goodness. Yeah, that's a lot, man.
He said the waffles and the pancakes.
And it all comes down to the respect.
You know, you're my good friend. I could lean on you anytime I want.
So,
I could really lean on you.
So in other words, if I give a lady $40 and she give me back $59, that's a good trade, right?
That's thank you, but if she keeps doing that all the time, you better expect something.
You know what it is? When they're doing it all the time, that's straight up mooching. That's straight up mooching if you ask me.
And if you keep giving it to them and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm in a crisis. Can you help me once again?
But you know what it is?
Can you help me once again? It happens.
Here's what I got to say
about
this. There has to be a limit. There has to be a limit, though, because you know what it is? You can't keep lending that person money because, you know what, after a while, and I understand this, and I'll say this.
We're talking about if it's mutual, if it's a mutual thing that you guys, like, do from time to time for each other.
Listen to what you said, from time to time.
How many times?
Too much. Twice is enough? One time?
Why? Now you need to go to the bank and learn how to get a loan from the bank and pay that bank for a time or whatever. Get out of here with that nonsense.
That's too much because, you know, it's like this. All I got to say is, Brother B,
I don't know what you got going on. You sound ratchet. You sound like a side dude tonight.
All I gotta say is this:
there's a line that you have to draw, and of course, you know what? Hey, there's something that's called cutting off. Hey, I can't lend you no more money.
That's the question to y'all. What is the cutoff limit? Like, what's the limit? I can lend you it this one time, and that's it. What's the limit?
How is there a limit? Listen, if we cool, and it's something that we've been doing, we've been friends for years. If you loan me $100 here until payday, or I loan you $150, if that's something we've been doing, then I don't see why it should stop.
Hold on. I'll tell you what you sound like. You my check by check ATM, and I think I might utilize you because you're better than my credit card right now.
Wait a minute, hold on. If she got the money too, then what? So if she got bread,
like.
She's loaning too. So what? So
y'all
trying,
both loaning?
You trying to tell me? If my girl comes talking about I got my tax money. Yo, you need to hold something. You good? So you gonna get offended by that?
I'm gonna wanna know what else this chick is giving you other than just cash.
I'm just saying, what else you giving? I'm just offering up too much.
You're like, your tax money and this, that, the next. You're offering up too much.
We got 60 seconds left.
I don't believe it's 60 seconds left.
Good topic.
Like I said, $20. You want $20? Here's $20. That's it. I can't lend you no more. Sorry. That's done.
Well, I know not to ask ABC for a chicken sandwich at all. So I might just get bread,
the store,
no chicken, and all table. first number.
Kerwin first number. K Dog first national bank is there for a close.
K Dog first.
Oh,
Lord. This is a nice one to keep the laughter going. No politics. Everybody
yes,
have
definitely.
A great week.
Yeah. You guys have a good night. Great week.
And, Red, let me hold something, Red. Matter of fact, ask Lady T for it and see if she'll loan for you to loan
you.
All right, Red, have a good night.
All right, good night, y'all.
Everyone, peace out.
Later.
Later.
Later. Hey.